This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hi, this is Debbie, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help you with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. And I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
Yeah, we can also send you samples, fast and free.
Wow, I mean, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, no pressure, no hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Oh, okay, whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over.
Blinds.com has covered over 25 million windows, all backed by a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com now and save up to 45% on select styles. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Hey, everyone. Do you wish you were somewhere sunny, but are dealing with another crazy spring? There's a solution to get that feeling. I'm grabbing a Hawaiian Breeze 5-Hour Energy and escaping there in my mind. Sports fans, ever stay up late for the game and drag the next day? A 5-Hour Energy shot will fix that no problem. 5-Hour Energy's website has tons of flavors, over 15 to choose from. Watermelon, Tropical Burst, Blue Raspberry, and even hard-to-find ones like Strawberry Lemonade and Extra Strength Fan Fuel. There's a flavor for everyone. You can even build your own 12 or 24-pack and have it delivered. Or grab a shot at your local store. They're everywhere! And it's basketball season! My schedule is packed, and I don't want to miss a second, so I grab a 5-Hour Energy shot. They're perfect for back-to-back games or when my team plays late. 5-Hour Energy keeps me going through the game and the next morning. Visit 5hourenergy.com for deals and to stock up before tip-off.
Bob Haney, Jimmy Patsos. Annual college basketball tournament extravaganza. Got to be careful what you say because a lot of trademark things are part of the equation. But let's get right to it. We're going to the Window Nation guest hotline. Head coach, University of Maryland, 4 seed in the West. Got Grand Canyon coming up on Friday, 4:35 in Seattle. Let's welcome to the show. Welcome back, of course, Coach Kevin Willard. Coach, how you feeling here on this Monday, knowing where you're going, who you're dancing with at least early in the tournament here?
Yeah, feeling good, you know, excited. You know, this time of year, it's like a, you know, it's a great opportunity, obviously, you know, to keep getting better and keep playing and give yourself a chance to play for a national championship.
Coach, I was on the trip with you to Seattle. I think it is a huge advantage that you did that trip now. In other words, people talk about the Big Ten expanding. Hey, that's the way it is. You're in a great league. It's a mini NBA. But you've already gone to Seattle. You've already taken some road trips. I think you did fantastic all year from start to finish, including winning at Villanova, including whooping Syracuse in a neutral. Tell me, Coach Willard, the trip to Seattle and then the two non-conference neutral wins, how does that get you ready for what you're about to go through?
Well, I think the biggest difference this time is that we won't have you on the trip.
That is definitely the biggest trip. I was distracting the players.
You are such a distraction. It's like having a tornado. It's like having a tornado on the plane and the bus. The players, they don't know what's coming. The wind is whirling. Oh, next thing you know, I call it the Patsos.
We're eating Jersey Mike's in Omaha, which was delicious.
No, I'll be honest with you. I said this yesterday. You know, I'm excited about going out west. You know, we've done it once already. You know, the kids were, at first were kind of like, oh, we're going out west. And I was like, guys, like, it's such an advantage for us. We've done it. You know, Seattle's a great town. And the biggest thing about it is, like, you know, just you got everything this time of year, you got to look at it, take advantage of it. And the Big Ten has prepared us greatly to go and play any style of basketball. And the travel, you know, which is a lot in the Big Ten, but it gets you ready for this time of year.
Coach Kevin Willard joining us, Bob Haney, Jimmy Patzos, our annual here on 105.7 The Fan College Basketball Extravaganza. I know you don't want to reflect too much, Coach, on what happened over the weekend at Indy, but I know you said it a couple of days ago, and you know we talk about it here, and I'm just a fan on the show. I'd rather lose by 30 than lose at the buzzer, and unfortunately, if you've had that sting a few times. Don't you think eventually the law of averages will favor you in those situations, or you would prefer to be the blowouters, not the blowoutees, when it's all said and done?
We played really good against Illinois. I mean, we came out very focused, and we played very physical. And the only thing I'm disappointed about Saturday against Michigan was I just didn't think we played as physical as we need to play, you know, especially with our size down low. So, yeah, we've had our four last losses have been brutal. You know, a buzzer beater against Northwestern, Ohio State, a half court shot against Michigan State, and obviously a breakdown on the defensive end against Michigan. But what I can say is, like, you know, as tough as those losses have been, every time we've had one of those, we've come back and won four in a row. So this team has bounced back really well from some really tough losses, and they're ready to kind of bounce back again and get out and play.
I couldn't agree with you more. I think that stuff is a bit of it's a little basketball god stuff working, but also Northwestern and Ohio State didn't go to the tournament, and you did. I think the Michigan State thing is the one that, I don't know. I don't agree with Haney. I'm more of like, if close losses are almost wins. I know they're not wins, but like, you can go and say, hey. And, you know, I got to tell you, it's hard for the guys on the court not to want to, like, foul. You don't want to do anything wrong when you're down one. Like, it's a weird situation with 5 seconds. And I'm told this, Kevin Willard, for those of you who don't know, coached 4 years in the NBA, the Celtics. And Willard, you and I know this, especially when you coach in the NBA, 5 seconds is an eternity. So, like, you can't, like, be like, oh, he should have done this or he should have done that, because it seems quick, but it's also kind of long. Like, so, in other words, it's a really tricky situation. But I think it helps you learn from these losses. I think they're going to turn into wins. I want to talk about Grand Canyon. They're pretty good. They beat St. Mary's last year, because we have St. Mary's Under Armour, full disclosure. You know, I work for Under Armour.
Right.
They beat St. Mary's, Bryce Drew and all them. They're pretty good. They're pretty balanced. They got a few. I've seen, you know, them play once or twice this year. Coles, I know, and Brennan. But tell us a little bit about them and what you think about, like, Bryce Drew. The guy can coach. This is a guy that hit the shot for Valpo and then became the coach at Vandy.
Played in the NBA.
Played in the NBA for a little while. Now he's out at Grand Canyon, which is Jerry Colangelo's school. So tell us, let's move forward about what we're going to do about Grand Canyon.
No, Grand Canyon, Bryce has done a great job. It's the third straight year they've gone to the NCAA tournament. You know, what I'm really impressed with them about watching them on film is they're really balanced. The big guy, Jacoby Coles, you know, can step outside, make a three. They give him the ball down low. They're just a very balanced team. They get up and down. They're not afraid to push the pace. You know, and, you know, anytime you win as many games as you do in conference, I think they were 13-3 in conference, you're a really good team because, as you know, Jimmy, everyone in your conference knows how to play you. You know, by the time you get down to the 12th, 13th game in conference, everyone's got you figured out. And, you know, to give Bryce a lot of credit, no one's really figured them out that well. And they've played, you know, lost a tough game against Arizona State, almost beat Georgia. This is a good basketball team that's very balanced.
Yeah, and I think they even got Stanford, who ended up playing good. Coach, you've done an amazing job. In 3 years, you've brought this energy back to Queen. You talk of the town. You come to the Ravens. Tark knows you. Everybody knows you. Gary loves you. Goes to games. We're all grateful. We're all thankful. We're all proud of you, and we're all happy for you. If you could close with this, not to be a downer, but I wanted to get on this. John Feinstein was a friend of ours and a good man for the program and did a lot for basketball. Because remember, Willard's dad coached with Rick Pitino. If you don't know Coach Willard, A, he's a wonderful human being. He's been doing this since he's been two. Sneaking in the garden, mopping up the floor. His dad worked at the garden because he was Rick Pitino's assistant.
Ralph Willard.
Ralph did all this other stuff and coached at Pitt, you know, obviously Pittsburgh and Western Kentucky. And Holy Cross, last time Holy Cross was good. But Kevin Willard's sort of a lifer in a good way. But what were your thoughts on Feinstein? Just throwing that out there, because we remember John on this week, and he's a golfer, and Willard's a golfer. Sorry to bring that up, but I want to hear your thoughts on him.
No, I mean, obviously it was a shock. And, you know, anytime you lose someone that is very instrumental in helping grow the game and be a great partner for the game of basketball, and John was for all sports, it really hurts. And I think the biggest thing is John was a huge advocate for the student athlete, for the player. You know, he always stood up for what was right. And in today's world, where it's very easy to join the crowd and just jump on what the easiest thing and to complain, John was such an advocate for the student athlete. And I think, you know, the game of college basketball especially lost a great friend.
When you get a cancer diagnosis, your world stops, but not Fox Chase Cancer Center. When the science moves quickly, we move quicker, because cancer is all we do. From the molecular level to the human level, we stay focused on your unique cancer, not just following the science, but discovering new paths forward, giving you a head start on better outcomes. Learn more at foxchase.org/where you start, because where you start matters.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Wow. What's up? I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.